Mix 106.5.
Oh my gosh, it's finally Friday. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy to have you here. Thank you for coming to the show. We appreciate you listening to the show anyway. Like, if you right now are listening to the podcast, that's cool. Thanks for being here. Had a really productive night last night. Went home, worked on my taxes a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
Went to yoga. What else did I do last night? Oh, I caught up with a friend. It was really good. Jess, what did you do last night?
And at first I thought you were literally being like, oh, that's nice. And then I caught on to what you were doing.
I just say as an adult, that's what I did as an adult last night.
Well, me.
That's what I did as an adult last night.
Okay, well,
that's
as, what a adults do as a last frustrated, night. Triggered human being last night, I tried to make myself a Barbie from this ChatGPT trend, and it was frustrating.
Maybe there's somebody that doesn't know. Maybe you haven't been on the internet the last couple of weeks. You want to explain what that even means?
There's a trend where you can actually turn yourself into a Barbie on ChatGPT. There's like a specific kind of prompt that you kind of have to copy and paste and then obviously change to what fits you. And you put it in ChatGPT along with maybe like one or two photos of yourself, and it turns you into a Barbie. And you can also, a Barbie doll. And then you can also add different like little accessories. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. Yeah. And it ended up being like the worst thing ever. Because it just took me so long. It took ChatGPT so long to get me right. And I was just so, and also on top of that, yesterday we were literally talking about all the things you shouldn't be giving to ChatGPT.
Right.
ChatGPT has like 30 photos of me now because it kept messing up, and it obviously doesn't know how to make a Mexican Filipino looking Barbie doll that looks normal. And I was getting so mad, so I'd be like, wrong, wrong, wrong. So then the different versions, and I was doing it so I was doing it so quick, and I was getting so frustrated that then, like, my eyes started looking weird, and, like, it started to melt in certain ways, and my accessories started to malfunction.
I gotta be honest, like the amount of time I think I might invest into that to get that right would probably be maybe 15 minutes.
No.
After 15 minutes, I'd be like, whatever, it's not worth it to me. Like, that would be, like, if I really, really, really wanted it.
Yeah.
Like my absolute max effort I would put into it would be probably 15 minutes.
Yeah.
How much time, honestly, did you spend trying to get your AI Barbie figure to look right?
Before I give you the timestamps, I just want to let you guys know that I started it at a certain point and I was doing things like throughout my time. So like during this entire time, like I was at the gym and I would stop. I had to go to the grocery store. No, I would stop.
Just
I had to make my
how
husband
long,
dinner.
Jessica?
I would stop.
I don't know the answer, by the way.
Okay, I just want to tell, but I just what, please,
how
just
long?
Please know. The first version that was terrible came out at 6:27 p.m.
Okay.
My final version.
What time?
9:49 p.m. I never stay up late. This was haunting me. I couldn't sleep until I got this right. I haven't stayed up this late in like years.
So the show is terrible today.
I'm going to post this.
At least the Barbie's right. All right.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The Orioles are hosting Kids Opening Day at Camden Yards this Sunday, April 13th for their game against the Toronto Blue Jays at 1:35. The first 8,000 fans, 14 and under, will get a free Oriole Bird plush toy. Festivities include the Oriole Bird Dance Party. That's going to be at 12:30 at the Legends Kids Stage. They're also having Kids Run the Bases, not just on Sunday, but every single Sunday. All kids ages 4 to 14 can run the bases after every O's home game. And Birdland's favorite hot dogs have come to life. See the Camden Franks in the live hot dog race in the middle of the fourth inning. And I will actually be the guest judge for this hot dog race on Sunday. So you can get tickets and all the info you need on Kids Opening Day at Orioles.com.
Yeah, make sure to look for Jess. We'll be out there on Sunday. So come say hi if you see us, please.
Number two.
Frosty fans, get ready. Wendy's just dropped two new ways you can enjoy your Frosty fix. So they're going to be doing Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. Starting today, April 11th, in the app and then nationwide, April 15th, you can swirl your vanilla or chocolate Frosty with sauces like strawberry, caramel, or brownie batter. Just remember, if you do want to treat yourself for your Friday, you do have to order it through the app. And then launching next month, they're going to add Frosty Fusions. So you're going to get mix-ins like Pop-Tarts, Oreos, and toffee. Just a heads up, if you still haven't tried their Thin Mints Frosty, that's going to be gone April 14th. So they're basically going to be making McFlurries, right?
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
And also, why do you think it took them that long to do that?
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be pretty easy. But then again, I don't have the energy for all this talk right now when it comes to this. You know my feeling.
But they're still,
I feel like Jess does this just to get me fired up.
No, you know what I like, though, is just, I think it's good for people to have options.
No.
I do.
It's not. Jess knows. There's not many things that get me, like, triggered. And, like, there's only Girl Scout cookies and Frosties.
Okay,
there's two topics that really get me fired up. People only want one flavor when it comes to Frosty. And that's literally chocolate.
But
it's just chocolate.
If
we
you
just
would
want
like,
no.
You can also get some swirls.
I don't want to do it.
Number one.
Weekend one of Coachella officially kicks off today. Lady Gaga, Green Day, and Post Malone are all headlining, along with Travis Scott. Other artists joining this year include Missy Elliott, Megan Thee Stallion, Charlie XCX, so many more. And for the rest of us that will not be making it to the desert this weekend, Coachella is live streaming a ton of sets on YouTube and on their Coachella app. You can choose from 7 live feeds from the festival stages, and you can stream up to 4 performances at the same time. That's going to start tonight at 7 p.m.
Are you going to watch?
Oh, yeah. I love watching Coachella sets.
Yeah.
Garage Boy now will be in our living room like,
I don't know. I think it's an age thing. Like, it's funny how, like, the age progression goes. Like, would you still want to go out? Because Jess used to go to Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you still want to go to Coachella at this age? Because you used to love to go to Coachella. Would you still want to go?
Yeah, I would be down to Coachella, but I think my standards have changed to where I would have to have access to the nicer bathrooms.
Okay, so you're at least at the nicer bathroom.
I would have to, yeah. There's no way I could do it in, like, the main... Because, y'all, if you could imagine, like, the grossest mm-hmm. situation for a porter potty, like, in the desert.
No.
Like, I'm telling you.
No. See, eventually you're going to, like, get into just, like, the watch it at home phase exclusively, though. You're, like,
That's true.
Not even going to be able to do, like, the nicer bathroom phase. But
yeah.
I feel like you're, like, easing into that phase.
Maybe in a couple years I'm like, oh, I'm good. I'm good with the stream. Like, I love the stream. I'll decorate my living room.
Yeah,
we'll get lights.
Get your glow sticks out and
just party
from home. Yep, you'll be good.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Is it disrespectful to leave an O's game early? I don't know the rules. I don't know how this works, y'all. And I guess the real question is how early? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know, Jess is throwing out
I'm guest judging the hot dog Camden Franks race on Sunday. The O's are playing. Hang on,
like,
a second.
What are you doing? What are you sports thinking?
So
are you doing?
On Sunday, it's also kids' opening day, which is super fun. The O's are playing the Toronto Blue Jays at 1:35, and I will be the guest judge for the Camden Franks hot dog race.
Yeah.
And that race happens, I think, in the middle of the fourth inning.
Now, listen, if you're new to our show, I am here to support the home team 100%. And I do, man. I ride hard. I ride hard for Maryland. I do. I'm here for that. Here's what I'm not here for. I'm not a sports guy.
Yeah.
I never have been a sports guy.
And that's okay.
I don't want to get into the trauma of it all, but my dad was always my coach of every sport I tried to play and ruined every sport for me. So I never learned how
pickleball
to play
pickleball. Like,
sport.
What did we ever do to you?
No, well, maybe not pickleball.
Like,
but literally
every
other sport, like, I just never got behind sports because my dad always was out there being yelling and stuff. And so I just never played sports. I was a drama kid and that was it.
Okay.
So I'm going to the O's game. I usually go to at least one a year just to support the home team. So I'm going on Sunday to support Jess, right? Here's the question. I always feel weary when I go because when I go, like, I'm going to be honest, it's fun, it's cool. But
you're like, when can I leave?
When can I leave? Like, how long do you have to stay before, like, it's, like, disrespectful? Like, honestly, like...
You're not staying all 9 innings.
I can't stay all 9.
Yeah.
I cannot sit through 9 innings of a baseball game. To me... And, like, act like I care what's going on.
I think that's okay.
So let's, like, discuss as a group.
Yeah.
Like how long as a non-baseball person can you sit there and it, like, not seem disrespectful to leave?
Mm-hmm.
because let's be honest, I'm probably not going to be exactly on time. So like what, how many innings do you feel like just in general should a non-baseball player go to a baseball game and be able to go and sit there? Because I'll even be honest, even sometimes when I go to musicals, which I like, I'll sometimes even leave an intermission because I'm like, I'm out of here. Like I need to go home. Like,
are you serious?
Just, it's time to go. I'm a homebody, man. I like to stay at home sometimes.
You're like, I guess I'll just wonder what happens next. Yeah, I'll dream about it.
I'll read when I get home, man. I ain't got all this time.
That's crazy.
So let's say this. Does two innings sound right?
No.
Does that sounds too short?
No one even gets there till no one ever gets to a baseball game on time.
Two innings is way too short.
No, yeah. What?
I was going to say four. Because it's like on the shy side of half of nine.
Well, it better be four because the hot dog race isn't even until the middle of the fourth.
So four innings, is that, but that
at
even
least
sounds,
five.
That sounds a little disrespectful. Like even four in my mind sounds like you didn't even try.
Well, it's better than two.
Yeah.
I have to be honest, I expected you to leave right after the hot dog race. In my mind, I thought you were going to get there right before I go and then you were going to leave after I'm done. Honestly, I think you're allowed.
I'm just saying in general, like take me out of this. I'm just saying for just in general.
Yeah.
For non-sports people in general.
I'd say six.
Six?
At least.
Six the cutoff? Like what is disrespectful? If you're going to go to an O's game, and let's just say like you're not, like you're not a fan. At what point when you leave, does it just seem disrespectful? Like why did you even come then? Like at what? So six, like you have to at least
like six or seven.
Six innings?
Yeah.
Of like what's the point of even going if you're not going to sit through six innings? Six seems right to you, Charlotte? Six?
I don't know. I'm a theater kid too. That's a lot of baseball.
So six doesn't seem right. So five,
oh
maybe
my God.
Then?
Oh my goodness.
Do we agree on five?
That is like, that's crazy. Five is nothing.
Because it's five.
It's over. That's like 60%.
Maybe five might be the right number. Because
for you guys?
Because if four sounded right to me.
If five feels right to your soul. Then
maybe
that's okay.
Five.
It's a nice clean number.
Why don't you text us then? Because
you
maybe,
guys, there's so many activities though to do at the ballpark. Like there's so many things that you can do.
They don't have to do with baseball.
Yes, there's food, there's drinks, there's like the slides there for the kids. There's so many activities. There's like stores you can walk through. Like there's just so many
shopping.
Fun things.
You can go shopping.
There's so many fun things that you can do at the park where if you don't necessarily have to be sitting in your seat.
Yeah.
I know, it's true.
But I'm not gonna make you feel bad. Like if you want to dip out after the fifth inning, I wouldn't make you feel bad.
What is that number that you think, like if you were to take a friend to the O's game, and again, this has nothing to do with the O's per se, but it's just more of like if you were to take a friend to an O's game, and let's just say you're a big baseball fan, at what point would you feel offended if they didn't stay for at least this many innings? Because I'm trying to build that number in my head of where it just seems like, why did you even come then?
But when are you actually leaving though? After I'm done?
I probably went after you're done.
I'm fine.
Probably after you're done.
That's okay.
So
that's okay. Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go. We had one winner this week. We've actually had two winners already this month. Let's see if we can go for three. That would be $3,000 we've given away so far in free gas from Dash In. Caller number 10. Hi, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? TJ.
TJ, what up?
Hey, TJ.
Hey. How we doing?
TJ always gets right down to business with us. TJ, how we feeling?
I feel like you got to at least be there at six innings.
Six?
Yeah, that's what I said too, right? Okay. Six innings. Because, dude, I'm also thinking like, just for the value of the ticket, there's just so much for you to do.
Does it feel like a waste at that point?
Yes,
you buy a ticket,
dude,
and you don't
like
stay for at least six?
To get downtown, to park.
That's true.
You know, it's, like it's the parking garage or like whatever you're doing.
Get your money's worth.
Yeah, get your money's worth and enjoy the day. If it's nice out, dude, if the sun's out.
We were talking, in case you don't know what we're talking about, a couple seconds ago, we were asking, how long do you have to stay in an O's game before it just feels like disrespectful of, like, why did you even go?
Yeah, and because Kramer wants to leave right after I'm done guest judging the hot dog race on Sunday, which is, like, literally, it's not even at the end, it's in the middle of the fourth inning.
And so I'm, like, wondering, like, if I get there, like, if it's four innings, is that right? Is that going to feel, like, disrespectful if I leave that soon? Like, because I don't want to disrespect the organization, just the players in general. I don't know, like, what that number is, but TJ says six. TJ says it's at least six. You got to say at least six. All right, TJ. There goes TJ. Well, TJ, you got an opinion on that. Let's see how we do on these trivia questions for $1,000. Yes, how do we do this?
If you can answer seven trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. TJ, you ready?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Who is the love interest of Batman?
Pass.
Question number two. What is tofu made from?
Cheese.
It's not cheese.
Aw, man.
It's not cheese.
Oh, it's not cheese, but looking at this answer, I'm learning today because I had no idea that that's what...
Know?
I didn't know that
as,
that's what tofu was made out of.
As the vegan of the show, we don't learn today,
no, to be honest, I thought just tofu was fake. I just thought it was like a bunch of rice paper, like, blown up. Like,
you thought it was rice paper blown up.
I don't know what tofu is.
I mean, this is good.
This is good.
The great part about,
Let's learn.
This is the great part about $1,000 Minute is we learn a lot. Okay, let me actually explain that to you guys. As your non-annoying vegan friend, tofu is made from soybeans. Now you know that.
Soybeans.
Now you know.
Is that what's an edamame?
Yes. No? Yeah, that's a soybean. That's exactly what it is. It's edamame all ground up. Is exactly what tofu is.
Then why isn't it green?
Because it's the bean. It's the bean, but it's like ground up.
Oh.
It's the bean inside of. Okay.
Interesting.
There you go.
So, learning for us.
Now you've learned.
Now we know.
From the creams.
Okay. So, number one, who is the love interest of Batman? That is Catwoman.
Catwoman.
Yep. Let's see how you would have done on these, TJ. Number three, who played Sharpay Evans in High School Musical, the movie?
Any idea?
Sharpay Evans?
Yeah.
No.
Ashley Tisdale.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that one.
That's the only one I know off this round. Question number four. The Peach State is the nickname of which state?
Georgia.
Yep, correct. Question number five. A train departs at 2:15 p.m. and arrives at 5:45 p.m. How long is the trip?
3 hours and 15 minutes.
3 hours and 30 minutes. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Question number six. In the rhyme, patty cake, baker's man. What do you bake the cake as fast as?
Baker's man.
Yeah, as fast as you can.
That one's
hard because it's like you have to say it to yourself. And the last one, what do we call the layer of air surrounding the earth?
This is tough.
Atmosphere.
It's the atmosphere. I know. I know. Atmosphere. It's weird. Like, you know the answer, but it's worded kind of weird.
This one was a tricky one. This one was all over the place.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's all good, TJ. We got a great opinion in on the baseball questions, and we appreciate you as always, my guy. It's all good. Yeah. Next week, we got five more chances at $1,000 in free gas at the same time. We hope you have a fantastic weekend, TJ, and we'll see you again on Monday. Okay, my guy?
Yeah, 3-2. Thank you.
Have a good weekend, TJ, and make sure to Dash In and get their top-tier performance gasoline. That means fuel at Dash In meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up a top-tier gasoline at Dash In.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
I'm sorry.
Or is yours long overdue? Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Brad from Elk Ridge, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need my brother to forgive me because I can't be emotionally there for him and make it to my nephew's first birthday.
What does that mean?
So I recently, in the past couple of years, I've lost someone very important to me.
I'm sorry.
I know. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an interesting process of grieving, and unfortunately, my nephew, my brother's son, his first birthday party falls on the anniversary of their death.
Oh.
And I've known that for the past couple of years, this day is really hard for me. I kind of need to remove myself and take time to process, and I'm foreseeing it happening again, and so I told my brother that I won't be able to make it to the party.
Yeah.
And he has not taken it well. So he won't talk to me anymore.
Okay.
I'm
really sorry. And it breaks my heart that he can't see what you're going through, because I feel like grief hits people differently and at different times. And if that's just not something, if it's a birthday party type environment that like you can't be around right now, I would I would hope that he would understand.
I get that. So are you guys like not really on like speaking terms, or like where, when you guys like, what's the current vibe with things?
Well, he told me that the party was coming up.
Wait, when is the party? When is the actual party?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay, for Saturday. Okay.
And he called me last week and he said that the party was coming up and he didn't remember that it was the day. I told him, I said, I don't know if I can do this. Yeah. It's a very traumatizing time.
And
I
thought he'd be understanding. Be by yourself, kind
right.
of.
Right.
Yeah.
It seems fair. I mean, if someone's like in a bad headspace about loss, like...
I would think so.
I mean, I understand the first birthday party for a kid. I got it. Like, I'm sure anybody would want their whole family. Listen, for my niece and nephew's first birthday, I wasn't able to make that. And it was a big deal. I made it for the baptism. And then a week later was their first birthday. And I had to choose between which one was more important. I understand the first birthday is a big deal.
Yeah.
But like in a situation, I can understand why somebody would feel disappointment. But like if they're going through like a loss like this, you know. I could understand where you got to have a little bit of empathy where if someone can't like emotionally show up
right.
and they're going through it like a heavy grieving day.
Yeah.
We got to have some empathy for that for sure. You know? So, okay. If you've never been here for Forgive and Forget, this is what we're going to try to do is we're going to get Mark's brother on the phone here. Mark has agreed to come on this segment. He understands what the concept of the segment is about. And he knows too, that it's probably his brother that wants to bring him on the segment because he understands there's obviously this underlying feud between the two right now. Is he willing, though, to at least understand where Brad is coming from? And then maybe can we bring these two back together? Especially, maybe, can we get something, you know, an understanding before the party tomorrow? That's really the big question. So, Brad, I'm going to get Mark on. Just don't let him know that we have you on, though, until we give him a chance to guess. But honestly, Charlotte said he already kind of knows what this is about. So, but let's at least just give him a chance to get on first, though, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
Yep. Then let me get Mark in. Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, thanks. First off, thanks a lot for agreeing to come on and do this today.
Yeah.
I know that you know this is a radio segment about forgiveness, and Charlotte tells me that you kind of already have an idea of who might want to bring you on our segment. Who is this mystery person, at least in your mind?
This better not be my brother crying about a dead dog.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, of course he's not going to understand.
Well, hang on. I'm sorry. What is, maybe we didn't get the full picture here then. So what is, cause I didn't want to press too hard before because obviously it's like, it's not really our business, but it's a pet. It's a dog.
I had a dog when, you know, I lost her 7 years ago, and she was my child, and I knew he still wouldn't understand.
It was 7 years ago. When it happened, if it hurts a little bit, fine, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not black-hearted over here. It's been 7 years, and it's a dog. What are you doing? 7 years and you still need an entire day to what? What are you going to do? You're cry. You're going to sit at home and you're going to cry about a pet that you had?
She was family, okay? And it's disrespectful how you can't see that.
Dude, pull up your panties and get over it, okay?
So that was my kid. That was my child. I don't have kids. And so I just wish you'd be a little bit more understanding.
I was understanding in 2018.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lost Kiki, like, that was my dog, like 2 years ago. It still kind of stings. To be honest with you, I can't remember the exact day she passed away anymore. It was like the end
of
February.
But here's the thing. I've got a son now.
Yeah. Okay?
And he's going to be celebrating his first birthday.
And to you, that seems like it's a way bigger priority than...
Time marches on.
Brad, I don't think you should be missing your nephew's first birthday party tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to tell you, Brad, that like it's not fair for you to still miss your pet and love your pet and like feel like that's your family. I'm not saying that, but I do think at this point and how long it's been, I think now you're allowing it to get in the way of the life that you're currently living, and I feel like you could possibly regret later down the line of missing big family milestones like your nephew's first birthday party tomorrow.
I just don't know if I can be there.
Are you crying right now? I'm going to throw this phone across the wall.
No, no, listen, hang on. I think, honestly, if this man is still grieving this dog, I think it's okay. Like, I think this is turning extremely insensitive at this point.
If the man
is saying that, like, he can't show up because he's, in his heart, he's still missing his dog, and, like, that's where his heart's going to be tomorrow, I think we're sounding like real a-holes if we're like, hey, it doesn't matter. Like, show up to your
That's not what we're saying. That's not what we're trying to say here.
Hey, listen, from the outside point of view, can somebody, like, check us really quick? So, you know, the situation is that Mark is having his first birthday party for his son. His brother Brad lost his dog 7 years ago and is saying, hey, I understand that, like, I'm the uncle and I'd love to be there, but it's the passing of my dog 7 years ago. Don't know that I can show up and be there for it. Like, does that sound right to you? Or should Brad try to, like, push through and be there? Let's go to Laura. What's up, Laura? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Is this Laura? No, this is not Laura. This is maybe... Is this Laura?
No, this is Shay.
Oh, what's up, Shay?
Shay in Columbia.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
There you go. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think? I mean, should he go to this? Or is his brother being just insensitive to make him feel like he needs to be there?
I absolutely think he should go. I mean, I can understand his brother's frustration. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he could be, like, a little nicer maybe when he's talking to him. But I think that he definitely needs to just... It's not about getting over the death of his dog, because honestly, losing anybody in your life, the pain never goes away.
True.
I mean, if you really love somebody, right? Whether it's an animal or a person.
Yeah.
I've experienced a lot of loss in my life. Mm-hmm. In 2010. I lost my brother to an overdose.
So sorry.
And a week later, my poppy died, who was the man I considered to be my dad.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry.
So the anniversary rolls around, and I'm sure it's still a heavy day, but you're saying you still press forward.
Absolutely. I mean, and not just the death day. I mean,
you have to keep going.
I mean, it's his birthday,
holidays.
It's every day. There's always a void, you know?
Right.
And I was also going to tell him to, I mean, my brother's name was Mark also, so I don't know if that is a sign, for Mark to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I also just had to put my, I had a golden doodle named Dallas. Who we had to put down on January 31st of this year, who I loved dearly, because she had cancer, and it was just the freak thing ever, you know.
Yeah.
Like, life happened,
right?
You know,
but you got to, like, kind of press forward, and, like, I get that. And I just want to make sure that we're given, like, the right advice. Thank you for calling us. This is Laura. Laura, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
This is her.
So what do you think? I mean, do you agree with this? Does he need to push forward? Or are we just, I just want to make sure that we're in the right place to be like, yo, bro, you need to go. Or are we just being insensitive?
I think he should push forward. You know, it's his nephew's first birthday. It's a new life that was celebrated.
Yes.
It's been 7 years. Maybe they can find a way to incorporate, you know, celebrating his dog and his nephew's birthday at the same time.
Okay.
But if he spends time dwelling on it, the past is gonna, you know, the future is just gonna move past him.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to live with all that regret of all that time that, you know, you lost because
you're missing out.
You're missing out on events.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, how does that then feel, Brad? I mean, how does that, you know, with everyone kind of saying maybe like press forward, does that make you feel more?
Yeah, I do understand, and you're right. I'm gonna try.
Okay. If you want to, if you feel like you can, maybe that might be a good step forward here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't promise how long I'll be there, but I will try.
I think that's great.
Mark, does that feel good?
Yeah. Dude, if you could comfort even just a little bit, that's all I'm asking for, man.
I know. I love you, man. Thank you.
Hey, I love you, too. It's, look, well, we're going to get through this, okay?
This story is supposed to induce panic, so just know that. The question that we asked you was, like, what percentage, when you look down at your phone, at what percentage of your battery life do you start to feel panicked, right? So, like, if you look down and your battery life is at what percentage do you start to feel like, oh,
something's bad's about to happen?
I've got to get to a charger, like right now. Like, I've got to go plug my phone in because, yeah, like, I can't, like, what if my phone dies? Like, that's going to be bad. They came out with an average of what people said, and I'm like, man, I think this number is, like, way, way too high. And we'll go through the numbers here in
a
second.
You think that's too high?
I think that number is too high. I think that number is too high. Let's talk about this. Would you give us your average? Like, what percent? Like, if you look down and you see this percentage of your battery life,
I'm plugging in.
At this point, you're like, oh my God, like, this is a problem, and I have got to go plug my phone in. What is that number? Text it to us, 410-583-1065. Okay, Jess, your panic battery percentage is what?
67.
That's when you get panicked. It's 67?
I don't like it. Because 67 is basically 60, which is basically 50, which is basically 40. And at that point, your phone's dead.
At 40.
Listen to me. I have this talent. There's very few things where someone was like, hey, what's your talent? This is what I would say. Wherever I am, grocery store, amusement park, no matter, I could be anywhere, Camden Yards, I can somehow find and will find an outlet to plug my charger into.
But why?
I literally remember where the plugs are in Disneyland, and they're hidden. But I know where they are because I will plug in a phone charger to charge my phone if I don't have my portable.
But 67, you're still 2/3 full.
No.
That'd be like looking down at your gas tank and seeing that you literally have 3/4 of a tank and going to fill up at that point. Like, that's almost cuckoo. Like,
it's
at
not.
That point, it's almost cuckoo.
Because at 67, it's like it's right about to change color.
Oh, it's not. Changes at 20.
And also, I want my brightness all the way up all the time. You know what I mean?
That's going to blind you if you have that bright. Charlotte, at what point, we're talking, by the way, about, like, what is your panicked battery percentage? Like, where, when you look down at your phone and you see, like, oh my God, my battery's at this percentage, do you start to be like, oh, like, you start to get nervous? You start to be like, oh my God, I gotta go, like, plug in? Because everyone's number is going to be a little bit different. And we've got the Maryland, like, average here in a couple seconds. And Jess, we'll go through text in a couple seconds too to see,
yeah,
like,
these texts are crazy.
What yours is. What is your like percentage? You're going to start panicking when your phone's at this percentage.
I get nervous easily with low battery.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I think probably around 60, I start to feel
60.
Like.
60? What is wrong,
yeah,
with you guys?
Vaguely uneasy. But listen.
Yeah.
I got lost in a shipyard the other day.
Yes.
And my phone died.
Dude, that's
so
also,
ever,
yes.
Ever mm-hmm. since then, mm-hmm. I get, it's like even like higher. Like, I'm like, you never know.
I use my GPS all the time. My phone cannot die because I'll be lost.
Y'all. Yes.
I still don't know where I am half the time here.
I don't get nervous till 20. I get nervous.
That's
at 20.
Crazy.
At
20 is basically dead.
Low power mode. I'll start to get. I'll get 10. 10. I'm like really panicked.
10
but
is
like 20.
Out of, 10 is diabolical.
What
I'm going on low power mode at 50. Like,
no.
I'll tell you what the average is in a second. What are most text messages saying? Like, what are you seeing over text?
20% is criminal. 30. Someone texted 1%. You let your phone get to 1%.
How are you all so brave?
One's wild.
That is criminal. Yeah, this person's probably like, I love living on the edge,
man.
You guys are like looking to stars to like guide you,
yeah,
or something.
That's
we have
too
a couple
much.
Of 5%.
5% is wild. Anything under 10 is wild.
We have, like, a lot of 50%. We have another text in the 60% range.
That's
like Charlotte and I.
Like, wow. That I feel like that needs to be like clinically diagnosed. If you're nervous at 60%,
it's because we've gotten lost before, and
I
we don't want to be lost again.
The average is 38%. 38% most people are saying they get nervous.
Today in dog news.
What do you think makes you happier, having a dog or being married? Let's answer that right now.
What?
Yeah. What?
Is this real?
Yes. What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What?
I'm so sorry. Go on.
We're on the radio live right now, Dutra. What do you want?
I forgot. I thought you were asking off air. My
no,
bad.
No, I'm asking you for real. This is a live radio show that we're doing right now. This is not a pre-recorded show. Okay?
I'm so sorry.
Let's go.
Okay.
Did you think I was asking for my own personal enjoyment? Just for fun?
That's something you would ask, yeah, to be honest.
It does. Sometimes we talk about some BS behind
it. I thought you were being for real. My bad.
What do you think makes you happy? You're having a dog or being married?
Being married. What? I don't know.
Well, you know what I think.
I know.
That's just me. Okay. Welcome to Today in Dog News. Hey, if you are new to the show, we're a big dog show. I was the proud dog father for a long time, 14 and a half years. My dog child's name was Kiki, and man, I miss her. I miss her every damn day. I still do. We were actually talking about dogs last hour, and how that's like a hole in your heart forever, man. It really is. So listen, when there's big breaking dog news, I'll be the one to bring it to you. There's a story out today about what makes you happier, marriage or pets? And why does that make you laugh so hard? Why does that make you laugh so hard? Well, actually, the story is about how having a pet actually ups your happiness so much that it actually would up your equivalent of making an extra $90,000 per year. And that's what they say. Like and this is true.
They're comparing pet love to 90K.
Yes. They say your
in
happiness.
This economy?
Yes. That your, if you were to have a pet, if you were to have a dog, like you would be as happy as making an additional $90,000 a year annually. That's what it said. Now, here's the part that I found interesting, because that's clearly interesting. But
there's no way I'm going to Italy every time. Right? I'm sorry, honey.
I don't know, though, man.
Love the pets, but I'm going to Italy.
I'll be honest. If you ask me, would I bring Kiki back from the dead?
Oh, yes.
Or make an additional $90,000 a year?
You'd bring Kiki back.
I would bring Kiki back.
Of course.
And I mean that.
Yes.
Like, no radio BS.
Absolutely.
I would bring Kiki back from the dead.
Yeah.
Versus make an additional $90,000 a year. No BS.
Totally.
But here was the interesting...
But Italy, though.
...question. Here was the interesting question. This study kind of went into what actually... It's kind of like...
It's comparing to different things.
Brings
like
you
life
happiness,
things,
right?
Right,
and
yes.
It was kind of figuring out like what does make you happy, equivalent to money. And so what do you think does bring more happiness? Was it pets or was it marriage? What do you think the answer was in this study? What do you think it was, Dutra, as the married one on the show? And then I'll go to Charlotte, who's the single one on the show. What do you think the answer was?
Marriage.
You think it was, and why marriage over pets?
Because you can hold hands.
Okay.
You know, like you can hold hands and you can hug each other back. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. When dogs hug people, it's like the cutest thing on the planet.
It's cute.
I think the reason why this made me laugh, because when you ask that question, immediately the visual that goes into my brain is, do you remember when couples or anyone really would do like the challenge of making their dog sit in the middle and who the dog would run to?
Oh yes, love
you know
that.
What I mean?
Yes, yes.
So to me, when you said that, I automatically see like a puppy and garage boy standing next to each other, and there's no way I'm picking a puppy over my man. There's just no way.
Charlotte and I are both single. Charlotte, what do you think brought more happiness? Do you think it was a pet or do you think it was a marriage?
Listen, I've had my dog Manny for like over 10 years.
Yeah.
He has always had my back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you say you can hold hands? We hold paws.
We do.
He'll
we
put
do.
his little nose on my leg and be adorable.
Right.
Manny has never brought me pain or suffering or woes.
BS. There's no
the
BS.
The way men have.
Yeah.
So I'm going dog.
Can I tell you what? They found out that it's about the same.
It's
about the same.
Yeah.
They found out that it's about the equivalent of both about $90,000 in equivalent happiness each year. If we were to put it in money terms.
It's crazy.
Those both would bring you about the same happiness each year. Marriage or a pet would bring you the same amount of happiness as making $90,000 in additional income. And that's today in Dog News.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Yeah, it does. It does. Maybe you've never heard this game before, and it's going to sound a little silly, but I promise, the more you get used to it, the more desensitized you get to it. True.
No, I think what's crazy is, like, it's meant to be funny, but then the more you get used to it, you're like, damn, same. You know what I mean? You're like, damn.
I don't
me
know.
Too.
The more I think about this game, I'm like, is it mean? I don't know. So
no, it's just real.
Friday Karate goes like this. Jess, in case you don't know, is a very sensitive person. So what we do at the end of the week is it's kind of a review of tears. Jess is going to tell you three potential stories of why she potentially cried this week as a sensitive person, okay? But out of these three stories, only one of them is going to be a real reason of why she cried. Two of them are going to be made up. One is going to be the real cry. Can you figure out what was the real cry of the week? If you can, you win a prize. Let's play Friday Karate and see if you can figure it out, all right? Story number one.
Story number one. So this week I did something new. I sat in on sales calls with our team where we reach out to local businesses about potentially partnering with our show, okay? I was excited. I've never done this before. So I have my little notebook. I'm really excited to talk to these people. And then our first call happens.
Oh, God.
We say,
oh, God,
who we are. We mention the station. And the person literally hung up. Like, I don't even think he got through saying, and it was like,
a cold call?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's like, hey, this is,
I didn't know they were cold calls. No, don't say who it was.
He was like, hey, this is so-and-so. And like, Jess from Mix 106.5, and we're wondering.
Oh my God.
No, like, no thanks or not interested. Literally, I was so shook. I looked at the rep and I was like, is this what happens? They were like, oh yeah, like that happens a lot. And I go, what? It literally hurt my feelings. I was like, dude,
yes,
there is no way that I could ever. I was like, honestly, props and shout out to the sales team and like sales reps all over the world.
Every sales team.
All over the world, because ugh, I literally was emotionally affected and it hadn't even been 2 minutes.
People that do sales, like y'all are such a different breed than us sensitive, like talent people, because
I literally went.
And that was one. They do that like 58 times a day. It's
and
like,
I was like,
I
are we going to keep going? They're like, yeah, we have 30 more minutes with you. I was like, I don't know if I can handle this.
Story number two. That, by the way, is the answer, I'm sure. But story number two, yes.
Story number two. So I was at a dealership for a partner who actually loves me. Thank you very much. Superior Motor Company, recording content, minding my business. And I happened to witness a couple buying a car in real time.
Aw.
And like, you know me, I couldn't help myself. I was like, did you guys just buy a car? You know what I mean?
All their business.
And I was like, can I hug you? I'm so excited.
You hugged them?
And like, thank God, it was actually a couple. Their names are Allie and Ethan, and they ended up being listeners of the show.
Oh.
And Allie was like, oh my gosh, we love Friday Karate. And I was like, wait, can like I really hug you guys? And I just felt so, I was totally third wheeling on their husband and wife milestone moment. But I was like so honored to be there. And it made me emotional because I'm like, I'm so proud of you guys.
Sometimes I worry when you meet listeners, because like, I really hope that you guys are like super fans of the show, because meeting Jess is a lot. Like, it's
no,
just a lot.
Thank
like, she's
God
so
they
excited
were down.
To meet you.
Look, do you see them? Me and them.
Yeah. Jess is like crying and like, oh, wow.
Me
they're like, cool.
with their moment. Just husband and wife trying to get a car.
We just like the music, but thanks.
Okay, yeah. Shout out Allie and Ethan. Thank God you guys were cool with me, because that would have been so awkward.
Story number three.
Okay. Story number three. I was not ready for this one. Charlotte brought in sourdough bread for to bay or not to bay, because we were doing avocado toast, which obviously you're thinking like, okay, innocent, harmless, it's just bread or whatever. But the second that that smell hit my body, I literally was like taken back to being 6 years old at my Grammy's house in my jammies, like eating our midnight snack, which used to be toasted sourdough bread with like all the butter, as much as butter as I wanted to. And I don't know what it was, maybe just because I wasn't expecting it. I hadn't smelled that smell in such a long time. And we were just in the middle of a different break. But it caught me off guard that I started crying, because I was like, where am I?
All right. Which one's the real cry?
God, this week was like a lot for me, you guys.
I think, oh God, I don't even know. I think it was probably the sales call, but what do you think? Let's go to, this is Trisha in Abingdon. Hi, Trisha.
Good morning.
You feel confident with your answer?
I do think it's number three.
Three. That was the sourdough. Why? To me, that's the one. I don't believe it's that one, but why do you think it's that one?
I think it's that one because Jess is really sentimental.
I think that would bring back good memories of her childhood.
She is, you know, you're right. Family, sentimental. It's true. There's a lot of context clues in that one. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Jess, was it the sourdough? Because if it was, I did not see you crying over the bread. Was that the?
Yeah, it was.
You cried over it,
dude. During Tuve or not Tuve? Because you were like, no, we're not doing this right now. But when I ate it, I started crying.
Did you really cry?
I was speaking through the tears because I'm a professional. But I literally, as we're doing Tuve, I bit the bread and I'll start crying about it right now. I literally started crying because I have not smelled that smell in so long, which is almost like, I don't know, like, why haven't I been getting sourdough bread?
It was really bizarre because...
But, like, I really started crying because... It made me think of all my Grammy.
She turned to Charlotte at one point and she goes, wait, can I just have this other piece of bread? Like, it was so, I was like, wait, are you asking Charlotte just to like have a piece of bread? She's like, oh, and then Charlotte's, I mean, maybe there's some butter in the fridge you can put. She's like, I just want this piece of bread. I was like, what is happening over there? Like,
no,
whatever.
I really cried.
Yeah, hey, well,
so
that's,
thank you, Charlotte, for that, by the way.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Hey, Trisha, you used your Jess deduction skills and that's one Friday for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And that's a game called Friday Criday.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.